burro or a donkey and a horse.
Is there any other word you might use for donkey or did we use the term jackass?
Yes.
You know, is that different? Can I get you to say that first?
Jackass, if it's different, I don't believe I'm going to be able to go much further on that. I just am not that knowledgeable. I was always a little confused on, you know, a mule is sterile, isn't this right?
Uh-huh, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, let's see. And if you're going riding, I guess if you're going out on a roundup or something, you'd take along a bunch of riding horses. What would they call that group?
Well, according to Zane Grey, they call it a Remuda.
But according to you?
No. I wouldn't know any different.
Okay.
Well, they had another word for it. They called it the Cavy, too.
Okay.
Cavy. You bet they did.
Okay, and what's the term they might use to describe poor cattle, or cattle of poor quality?
Scrubs.
That's what they use? Okay, and for sheep, would it be the same?
Probably.
Okay. Let's see. How would you call cattle? Is there any way you could call them? Or, for example, if you're calling the milk cow, how would you call it?
You can train cattle to come when you call. You know, if you follow up with the feed, and they'll come when you call. You just however you train them. I mean, just a big old beller would bring them on if they was used to it. I've done it.
You now, did you have a specific call that you would use with them? Or?
Yeah, I kind of think so.
I want to hear a little performance here.
Oh, I'd be embarrassed to death.
Well, we're not gonna use your name on this.
Oh, you wouldn't want to hear this.
Yeah,
I just couldn't do it. I mean, it blow the roof right off the house.
Or maybe you just speak it. What were
oh,
the words?
It there wasn't any words. It was just a big
just
old
yell.
Beller. You
okay.
Bet. The louder the better. I wish you could have seen sometimes how they do. I mean, particularly when they get used to come when you call, and if they're a little hungry, you know. Well, I've had them just come just like iron filing steel magnet, just from every direction, you know.
I'd like to hear you do that calling.
Yeah.
I
have too. I've
seen
many times, but I couldn't do it.
It's not like Tarzan, is it?
Well, it could be, if that's what you trained them to.
Okay. What about for horses? Is there a call for horses, or a call for pigs, or a call for chickens? Maybe you could go through some of those for me.
I don't think there's a call for horses.
Okay.
He'd
whistle.
And with pig, well, I never whistled a horse in my life, Mother. You see old Tom Mix do it on TV, but I never knew. And pigs, you've seen pig calling contests on the tube.
So what do they say if you want to call your pigs?
Anymore? Well, I never had any pigs that I called. I don't know a thing about that.
You were in the pig business.
Yeah, I don't think we ever had to call them because they're always in the pig.
Oh, they're always there. So
yeah,
okay.
I just don't ever remember having to call them.
You wouldn't say something like suey suey or anything?
Well, I don't think we
okay. Well, you didn't do much communicating with your animals. I'm sorry to hear that. And with chickens, anything? Your chick, maybe? No? None of that? I'm really disappointed. Okay. What about a dog? What would you call a dog of mixed breed?
Yeah, that's just about any dog you'd ever see in this country.
Okay. Did they call them anything?
I don't think so. There are a lot more of those kind of dogs around than any other kind. I guess that holds true any place.
They call them a mutt or a mongrel, either of those?
Yeah, I suppose you could call it a mongrel, I suppose, or even a cur, maybe. I don't know.